Welcome back to another edition of the Say Man Sports Talk Show. Coming back in with our latest segment titled Flag on the Play. Over here, we just go off raw emotion, raw opinion. There's no right or wrong answer. We just dive into topics and discuss, elaborate. So first things first, you know, I usually like to get into this. Hope everybody's doing well. Hope everyone's blessed, pursuing their dreams. Hope everybody's enjoying this sports atmosphere going on in the world today. Exciting weekend this past weekend for me. The Division I State Semi and State Finals up at University of Dayton Arena. And shout out to the university for making sure, and the Ohio Athletic Association for making sure the event was just nothing shy of amazing. But the state semifinal and state final took place this weekend. The semifinal game was Saturday, and that was Centerville versus Toledo Whitmer. First time really hearing or seeing about Toledo Whitmer. Centerville, I've been following them for a while this season and then got to actually see them all postseason. Really tapped in with the performance they had against Hamilton, because I went to that game at Xavier. So the game for me was great. I felt like Centerville put on a great performance. It was tight, close. They pulled away as they like developed this theme of doing throughout the postseason. Speaking of Centerville, Jonathan Powell, who they have as the best player, I believe, I would say probably one of the top in the state. He would have to be. He's going to Xavier next year. He showed up, showed out. They got the two brothers that dominated. All array around the board, to me, Centerville walked through Toledo Whitmer. They had two guards from Toledo that were decent, but it was just like, I don't think they were a level of decent to where it's like team basketball. Like, they got like ISO. They had ISO guards, and then one of them fouled out. So it made it a little bit more tricky once they lost one of them. And then, you know, like I said, Centerville is like one of the most patient offenses I've seen. So they'll literally keep the ball for like 3 minutes and then you rock you to sleep and score at 3:01. Like, there's no shot clock in high school. So, but at the same time, they can go get instant buckets as well. I felt like they controlled the pace. They didn't turn the ball over. They shot well from the field, free throws. They controlled the fouls. They controlled the boards. And then, like, you've seen it wear down Toledo Whitmer toward the second half, late in the second half especially. I had a dope Saturday and Sunday, but Saturday speaking first, I interacted with some fans out there, up there. So speaking of different fan bases from the high schools, you know, getting predictions, seeing who's going to win, who's going to lose, who's the player to watch, who's the team to watch, you know. So that was dope for me, too. It was amazing seeing their feedback and reactions. Just, you know, thinking, you know, when you, I come from a music world. So it's like when you usually go to people with your music for the same thing, it's like impossible to get their attention. You basically got to beg for it. But with this, it was just more pure. And I believe, you know, I really love this space. So it's like when I'm speaking on it, people actually want to be spoke to. So, you know, it's not annoying as far as opposed to someone asking, hey, check out this song. That was the semifinal. Centerville walked out of there, head of the state. Then we had them meet up in state Sunday. Went back up to UD. Fan interaction, kicking it. Got some with me. My lady with me. Just enjoying basketball. Interacting with the fans, getting predictions. That was amazing. We had Centerville versus St. Ignatius for state. For me, St. Ignatius was way stronger than I anticipated in warm-ups. Now, I seen that it was a 27-2 record on the season, but I'm like, you know, and you look at their schedule and you're like, damn, play some guys, you know, and they done walked in here. And they should be taken serious from 1-5 to the bench, the coaching. Everything was elite about them. Congratulations to St. Ignatius. They ended up walking off with as state champions. Jonathan Powell, I believe, for Centerville ended with 17, but a lot of it was late. I feel like they controlled the pace. Their guards were amazing. They got a big sophomore that was down there eating. He'll be back. St. Ignatius will be back. We know Coach Cup is going to have Centerville back in the mix. I believe the final score was like 66 to 58 or something like that. So it wasn't too close. They kind of got it closer than what it really was. The score was closer than it looked. I felt like St. Ignatius dominated the whole way out. Nachos were great. Concession was great. People were great. Got some great content. Had fun, man. And it just really gave me an outlook on what it could be to come. You know, so shout out to the entire tournament, man. Each team in there worked hard to get where they were at. It's amazing to see people fight for something that's very rare. You made it this far. You should pat yourself on the back. A lot of stars, man. A lot of big teams, a lot of big coaches. So we want to make sure we give our organizations and our schools flowers. And then being student athletes, salute them for that as well. Salute them for that first. Again, congrats to Centerville and St. Ignatius, the Final Four teams as well. But at the end of the day, St. Ignatius is the state champs. I believe they'll be back. They are a solid team, top to bottom. It was an electrifying weekend for me. Hope you guys were tuning in to the content that we put out. You can follow us on IG, Say Man Sports Talk, or you can, you know, YouTube, Bottom Line Sports Network, or Say Man Sports Talk Show. And we'll pop up. You can Google. We on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Amazon Prime. You get the Alexa. And you know what I mean? We everywhere, baby. iHeartRadio. You know what I'm saying? I'm just playing, man. But I hope everybody stay blessed and stay safe, man. Until the next time from the episode. It's going to happen. Lead this in. Until the next time on Flag on the Play. Y'all stay safe, stay dangerous, and quit sleeping on me.